The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You what?
With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 32nd pick to the Carolina Panthers.
Why are you the way that you are?
With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Xavier Leggett.
Wait a minute. How did this happen? We're smarter than this.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes. I woke up. I was not positive I was going to have a voice.
Yeah. It's all fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. We'll see how it goes, you know, 4 hours from now. It's a Friday. Hey.
There was some yelling yesterday.
There was yelling. There was shouting. There was carousing. There was socializing.
Yeah.
We had a great party, right?
We had an awesome, awesome party.
We had a great party.
For there not being a draft selection.
Yeah, it's like, you know what?
It was about as good as it gets.
It was like having a surprise party, but the person never came. Well, hey, we had a good time. What happened to Jim? I don't know. He must have gotten lost.
Yes, exactly.
A surprise party where the guy didn't show up.
Yep.
Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing, putting together that beautiful open. You can give us a call, 803-0550. The Bills trade down twice, and they have the first pick tonight.
Cool.
They have as many picks as they went in with, 10, just in different spots.
Right. Tonight, they had one pick, though, and now they have three.
Yes.
That's the biggest difference. They have three picks tonight, including right at the top, assuming they stay there and don't trade down again.
Right.
Brandon Bean did say one of the first things in his press conference last night was, my phone's already ringing off the hook for 33.
Congratulations.
So we'll see if he acts on that, but maybe they move again. I don't know.
Are we sure? I'm kidding, of course. He didn't have a bet I'm going to get a third rounder. If the goal was to come out of this draft with a third rounder, which he talked about an awful lot, well, then mission accomplished. They have a third rounder now.
They do. Cool. You know what? They moved up 40 spots from round 4 to round 3.
Yes.
What do the value charts say about that? I can't imagine it's that huge. But they also didn't move down that far. They moved down 4 spots.
Right. Right.
Right? That, 'cause the original trade, they were moving to the end of the first from 28 to 32. So in that way. It also, I can't stop thinking about, like, is this really all about a Tremaine Edmonds compensatory pick? Did they not pick last night because they got a fourth instead of a third for Tremaine Edmonds?
There's some trail of breadcrumbs, yes, or whatever. You pull the thread on a sweater.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get a third round pick.
Right. So if they had it, am I right in assuming that if they got what they thought they were getting, they pick at 28 last night?
Maybe. Maybe they move up if they had that third round pick. Who knows? Who knows?
Right.
Bean talked yesterday. Let's get to it. So what's the big thing to talk about? They traded with the Chiefs.
They traded with the Chiefs.
And it was four spots.
They traded with the Chiefs.
The big story is they traded with the Chiefs. And for me, I would definitely have not done that. End of story. Like, end of conversation. I would have not done that. No matter what. Oh, well, it's smart to have gotten a third round pick. I don't dispute that. I would not have done that. I would not have traded that pick to give the Chiefs their pick of what was left. And, you know, this is going to be a fun morning. We're going to talk about a lot of things. There's good talent still left. The Bills can take two receivers here. Maybe they take a safety.
Uh-huh.
Cooper DeJean, who is, you know, popular in a lot of mock drafts, made it all the way to round 2. Like, so did Adonai Mitchell. So did Ladd McConkey as two receiver options. Like, there's a lot to get to, but, man, we are recovering. A couple of body blows.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
You gave them what they wanted.
Yeah,
they wanted Xavier Worthy.
Right. And one of the points you could make is that, and someone wrote in 9 seconds ago, if not with Buffalo, they would have traded with someone else, and the Bills weren't going to take Xavier Worthy. So it's smart to get into the third. And they also have 4 fifth-round picks to trade up into the third and fourth. That's right. I know how it works. And you do not know that the Chiefs were going to get Xavier Worthy anyway. That's why they traded up.
Right, aren't they? They're trading up because they don't think that he's going to make it to 32?
Yes, that's why you trade up. We need to go get that guy. So the Bills amazingly, a team that needs a wide receiver worse than any team in the entire NFL now, mm-hmm. now that the Panthers and the Cardinals have both added first-round picks. The Bills, who need this position worse than anybody, watched as the Chiefs came up and took a guy that they thought they needed to move for. And to me, I hope he stinks. I mean, he's got to stink. He better not. If he is the next Tyreek Hill, okay, whatever. The reality is, it doesn't matter which receiver Kansas City took right there. It could have been Leggett. Could have been really anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They called because they thought, we have someone that will not make it to us. Will you help us? And the Bills said yes. And I don't think that's something I would defend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I would never in a million years dreamed to have done it. One of the questions we should be asking today is, do the Bills look at their big board this morning and start to think, all right, well, we're going to need somebody to cover Xavier Worthy because we just let him go to Kansas City. Yeah. I would never in a million years have done that.
Yeah. On some level, I do want to respect their willingness to say, we'll trade a guy anywhere. Like, maybe far too often teams will rule out, like, I'm not trading this guy to an entire conference, right, in sports. That happens in all sports. And the Bills are very clearly not one of those teams because in the last month, they have given, man, and especially the fact that it's at wide receiver for both. These trades are wide receiver trades. They have dealt with two of their biggest competitors in the last month to give them the wide receivers that they covet.
Yeah.
While they sit here still with Mac Hollins as their number one outside receiver. But they're going to pick one at 33, right? So on some level, I want to respect that they'll trade with anybody. And at the same time, I want to hate that they were willing to do it with the Chiefs. Like that team, that's not even Houston. You trade Diggs to Houston, and sure, Houston's great, and they're going to be right in your hair probably, and maybe they're better than you. But there's more with Kansas City. That is your arch nemesis. You cannot be, I don't know, I feel like you cannot be dealing with them. I feel like that you cannot be, especially with Andy Reid, like you might not think that Xavier Worthy is worth the 28th overall pick as the Bills, but don't you have some respect for what Andy Reid can do with offensive weapons like that? Because it might be a whole different ballgame. He's the greatest play caller that's ever lived. And you're putting him in an offense with that coach and that quarterback. And you trade him to Carolina, or there's another team that's in the AFC even that's a little bit later on, but it's not the team that you've lost to the playoffs three times in a row that gets the most out of all their offensive pieces, except for Kadarius Toney, then I don't know how you get there where you're willing to do it with that team specifically.
You ever play Settlers of Catan?
I have not. That game's intimidating. Yeah. It's a lot, isn't it?
Josh, you ever played Settlers of Catan? He has. All right. Here's the reference. This is how it works. You're playing against you, me, Josh, and three other people are playing, Joe. You're about to win the game. You're in a very strong position.
Yep.
I'm trying to do my thing over here. I can't trade you what you need. You're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, no, even if you might get those materials anyway, I can't trade with you. You're too far out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And they traded with you. Man, people are going to tell us all day, I guess, that it's smart. Okay. They have 10 picks. They had 10 picks. They have the same number of picks. If it's all scratch-offs, it's not. They have the same number of scratch-offs. We're talking about the difference between a fourth-round scratch-off and a third-round scratch-off as right. The reason that you dealt with Kansas City.
Yeah, they traded down to move up twice. They moved up, if the theory right is that...
And down here, up there,
yeah,
twice.
If trading up is bad, well, they moved up.
Well,
they moved up twice last night. Like they believe that they know they're going to get better players moving up 40 spots from round 4 to round 3 and what was it 60 spots from round 6 to round 5. Like they are moving up, they think they have a better chance, and I that's where I just don't like the value of it. I don't mind them trading. I've said this for weeks. The one scenario that I'm good with them trading down before I would have thought about it being Kansas City is you move down. Okay. You want to move down into the top of the second round and then you double dip at wide receiver. If you're willing to do that and you get into the third round, I'm good. If they draft Ladd McConkey tonight with the first pick of the second round, and then they draft Troy Franklin somewhere in the middle of the second round, then okay, I'm good. But I just didn't anticipate that it would be with Kansas City. And then you look at the value at the end of it, and it's okay, I did move down, but for what? Like, what are my odds of getting a more impact player moving into the back end of round three than I was in the middle of round four? And the sixth to the fifth, like, I've already got so many day three picks. That one I just don't even want to care about at all. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like the third round, the late third round, is just being way overvalued. Man, like, each of their last 2 years, now Bernard turned into a great player, but in his rookie year, this wasn't the case. They drafted a couple of linebackers in the last 2 years. And again, one of them hit, and he looks great. And last year, you drafted a guy in Dorian Williams who barely played all year. And does anyone think he's starting anytime soon for them in the third round? A couple of years ago, they drafted Zach Moss in the third round, who was just, like, what, are they going to spend that third round pick on a running back? I'm not so hopeful that what they got moving up from the fourth to the third is going to be much different in the roster and their odds to win the Super Bowl, just at all.
803-0550, our phone number. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. A lot of people tuning in, like, whoa, are these guys freaking out? Inside?
I'm not freaking out until they don't pick a receiver at 33. If they pick Cooper DeJean to start tonight's round, I'm going to be freaking out.
I'm preparing myself for that. And preparing myself for him potentially being good. Hopefully he can cover Xavier Worthy and protect them over the top against Xavier Worthy.
They better not do that.
Bean said that they never really talked about going up. There was some smoke in there. However, the way he phrased that was very specific. He talked about, he when asked the question, he talked about that's all smoke, and he mentioned that they didn't call a team today, which could indicate that you knew the price and ultimately didn't call those teams to move up.
Or you knew everyone wouldn't go down that far.
Yeah, that's right.
You had already called the Titans, the Bears, the Falcons, and all of them had told you, yeah, we don't want to move all the way down to 28. So why would you ever call
unless
back?
Unless maybe you had a deal with the 13, the Raiders, if Adunze had fallen to 13. But, you know, certain contingency plans that you might have liked never played out, so you didn't have to make that call.
Adunze.
803-0550, your phone number. The whole thing, the big picture is trading Diggs to Houston and giving the Chiefs their new first-round receiver, to me, is startling. And sure, if you hit your players, you'll be fine. It just remains startling. These teams have gotten a lot better, and the Bills have gotten worse, a lot worse. Now, the offseason's not over. They've got picks tonight. They've got three picks tonight. Don't I have to entertain the idea that an Ayuk or a Higgins trade is more likely now? Isn't an Ayuk trade more
likely than what? More likely than it was. Okay, then I think that, yes.
And the Niners say they have no intention of trading Brandon Ayuk, but they went and they took a receiver, Ricky Pearsall. By the way, the Bills traded down, and three receivers got taken. Three.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They probably had an idea that Leggett was going to 32, didn't they?
Yes.
Because they had that spot.
And of course, they would have had him graded somewhere, and maybe they would have taken him if it was 37, but they weren't going to take him in the first round.
That's where I'm hopeful they will take a receiver, because I'm hoping the conversation went like, is Carolina or the Bills call Carolina? Well, no, I guess Bean said Carolina called him. But in my mind, the best way that could have gone is the Panthers know the Bills are taking Leggett, and saying, do you like one of these other receivers about as much? Because if you do, we would rather prefer Leggett, and we'll give you this.
Yeah.
And the Bills say, well, we don't really have much of a difference between Mitchell and Leggett. So, yeah, we'll do that. If they're going to take a receiver anyway. They should have probably known, I think, that Leggett was going to go, though, at 32. Did they know Pearsall was going to go to San Francisco? I don't know. Him going there, I'm totally thinking they're moving off one of those two receivers, and I'm really hoping it's Ayuk, because I do not like the Deebo Samuel idea almost at all. Not for the Bills. Don't they already have Deebo Samuel? A lesser version of him, I know, but don't they already...
A pretty significantly lesser version, like, but yes.
But don't they already have a guy that does all the plays that Deebo Samuel does? Or is used in those ways?
Yeah.
So I just... It would seem you would be better at that spot, but I think you would be getting redundant between the two Samuels and then Shakir. Ayuk is the perfect fit. I want it to be Ayuk.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if it's receiver 33. I really would.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll bet you.
Okay.
You wanna bet?
Yes.
If they draft at 33, I'm betting it will still be a receiver.
Because if it's a receiver, then they would have traded down a total of 5 spots, and they didn't know who Kansas City was going to take. So they would have been...
He said he had a good idea that it was going to be a receiver.
Right.
But does he have a pool of 5 guys where he doesn't care which one he gets?
If you have a pool of 5 guys and you don't know who Kansas City's taking, I don't think you mess around. Here's who's left on the board, by the way. Cooper DeJean, we've talked about him. Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, right there. Kool-Aid McKinstry, right there. Center Jackson Powers Johnson. Safety Tyler Newbin. These are all totally reasonable choices for the Bills.
So I'm afraid of it. I mean, this morning, it could change the first pick of tonight, but as of this morning, we are going on at least 3 years. I've been using the baseball analogy a lot for this, where they refuse to swing at a curveball at wide receiver. It feels like they will not do it unless it's absolutely perfect for them. That is where another area of my big problem is with them trading out of Xavier Worthy or Xavier Legette or Ricky Pearsall. Like, why? Why can't you fall in love with one of these guys? Why can't you like one of these guys to have enough conviction to draft one of them? Why does it have to be that wide receiver for them has to be absolutely perfect for them to draft it? Why? I don't get it. Why won't they swing at the pitch unless it's right down the middle? They have to swing eventually.
And
they have to. They cannot have Justin Shorter on these graphics for the next 3 months.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think you would agree. It's not that you think Cooper DeJean is going to be a bad pick or a bad player. It's they have a glaring hole that they have created by not addressing the position, and here we have still yet to address the position. Maybe today's a double dip. Maybe we start tonight and they trade down again.
Yep.
Looking for picks next year to load up? They do need to restock their cupboard. There's no doubt about that. This roster is not nearly as good as it has been. And maybe 2 years from now, we're looking at this draft and Bean has hit home runs, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. And we're, hey, you got 4 contributors. And that makes sense. I'm just, until they get that position filled, and then even if they get it filled, when we go into this season, I'm going to be really nervous about it because they are a bottom 5 group in the NFL right now. They'll be counting on rookies, and you're watching your biggest threats, your biggest opponents get better. Just watching them get better. 803-0550. Let's get some phone calls in. We'll check in with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. If you came to our draft party, thank you. Sorry we didn't get an actual draft pick.
It was still very fun to get all the reaction, immediately, too. As when the Chiefs logo came up in that place, I mean, that was a noise. I don't know when the Vikings, they fumbled the ball against the Vikings, maybe is the last time I heard that noise. People were not happy when they saw the Chiefs logo flash across the screen.
I was not happy, and I would not have done that. And the Bills have placed a very sizable bet that Xavier Worthy will stink. Or they're chasing it. Larry in South Florida leads us off. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. massive disappointment / anger. Going into this draft, I said, okay, I don't want them to – I want them to stay where they were and just draft. I really wanted Legette or Worthy. Legette's size and, like, again – projected to be another Deebo Samuel type. And I said, okay, the only way I can accept a trade down is if they load up and get more picks. Well, they started with 10, they ended with 10, they just reshuffled picks. And the reason why I would accept that is because if you're going to end up with, which I thought by making that move twice, you'd get 13 or 14 picks, not the same number of picks, just reshuffled, which to me is almost useless. Now, with 13 or 14 picks, then it makes sense that you can take some of those picks and then go get Ayuk. I don't want Deebo Samuel to say he's always hurt. Plus, he's 28 years old. I don't want another dig scenario where we get him for 2-3 years and then we trade him and take another cap hit. I have no interest in that. I wanted a young receiver. I really wanted to just draft one because I love Ayuk, but he's going to be costly, and it's going to hurt your cap hit again. But I've lost total faith in what he's going to do now, and I really think, Jeremy, I agree with you. I mean, Joe, I'd love to agree with you. But, Jeremy, I think he's going to get Cooper Deshaun with that 33 pick if he picks.
Yep.
And goodness sakes, if he trades down again and he doesn't get 2 or 3 more picks, and I'm talking about just moving down 2 or 3 slots, I'm between the Sabres and the Bills, I'm like ready to move to Canada. I don't know what to say.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed. I would have traded the farm for Adunze. I would have done it. And maybe he ends up flaming out and I would have paid the price and got fired. But that's the thing. Bean said it's not September yet. And talking about when they traded Diggs, not September yet. How materially can they change their roster offensively? We thought Brian Thomas Jr., okay, that's not going to happen. Ladd McConkey could be right there. Troy Franklin. Maybe they love Troy Franklin.
Maybe, yeah.
But whatever they like, here's the thing. Whatever they like, they were willing to move down one spot, and in doing so, give up a fifth-year option.
Right.
Right? Fifth-year option is a tool you can use in negotiations for extensions and makes it so you are in control of the salary and your cap situation. So if it was Johnny Newton, defensive tackle, or Cooper DeShean, defensive back, or Adonai Mitchell, if you take him at 32, you get a chance to control that more. So I don't know the math for them on that. They only moved back one spot. Now they have a full, 18 hours to talk about moving back again. And now there's no fifth-year option as a reason not to do it. So,
or you have what Matt Miller said last night, which is what I would love to be the case, which is by moving back one spot, you give yourself an extra day to figure out a trade with the Bengals or the 49ers.
Yeah, and maybe an extra day to rework some cap scenarios and maybe an extra day to figure out how you're going to extend Ayuk.
Sure. The tweet from Matt Miller was, text from a non-Bill scout, trading back to 33, smart, now they'll have all day tomorrow to try and trade for T. Higgins or one of the 49ers receivers. So that wasn't even from Miller, it was from a non-Bill scout that Miller talked to.
Yeah. 803-0550, we have full phone lines. Stay there, we'll get to your calls. Jeremy and Joe, not a lot of sleep. Got a good, solid coffee here. Howard stayed until the end.
Howard really did.
Howard Simon.
How'd that happen?
Stayed. This is a guy. You couldn't get this guy out of his house for 2 decades. He stayed till the end.
He's a night owl now.
I know. We had a great time. Can't thank everybody enough. Can't thank Resurgence enough. We had an amazing, amazing draft night party, and they didn't draft any players.
Yeah.
It was the best party ever
for
a draft where no one was drafted.
Right. Yep.
Amazing. All right, we'll talk about all the picks. The Falcons, what are you doing, Atlanta?
That was hilarious.
Amazing.
Also, I'm finally ready to watch Chicago Bears football.
Listen.
First time in my life, I'm excited to watch the Bears.
No one should feel good about a reality where the Bears have a better offensive weapon group than you. That's true of any franchise in the NFL.
We can talk about this if you want. I think I'm ready to say the Bears have the best weapon group in the NFL. I think they're number one.
And a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Who Benjamin Solak yesterday said the skill level of Caleb Williams. He's so unbelievably talented and such a unique prospect. His comparison was like, it's like when you find out a butterfly can see 10,000 colors. He's a butterfly that can see 10,000 colors. He can do things physically that most quarterbacks in the NFL can't do. We'll find out if that works out for them. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.